Are we living in the end times? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This year has brought a string of natural disasters so relentless, it has some preachers speculating about the end times. And who can blame them? Tsunamis, hurricanes, earthquakes, bird flu. There are so many warning lights flashing, nobody even notices the price of gas anymore. And adding to the sense of helplessness is the pathetic response. We've seen the emails, and you see what they say. Where's the water? Where's the food? Is the governor wearing the right clothes? It gets so frustrating. Everybody speculates about the end times. What I want to know is, when will someone do something about them? But Dave, you say, what can we do about the end times? Well, you look at any country, no matter how poor, and every one of them has a trained army. And what is an army? An army is a group of your biggest, strongest, toughest men who've been organized to feed and clothe themselves while carrying enormous amounts of heavy equipment over great distances, even as they're being shot at. They have stamina, bravery, and determination, which is exactly what you need in a disaster zone. So imagine if the armies of the world redefined their mission. Imagine if, when an earthquake struck, there was a temporary universal truce where the world's armies would respond to the disaster, finish the mission, and then return to fighting each other. Except maybe they wouldn't, because the experience might teach them the futility of armed conflict. No, of course not. I'm just pulling your leg. If that ever happened, we'd really be looking at the end times now, wouldn't we? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.